You're on a GLP-1, but now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. Get access to trusted experts, food plans that work with your body, and habit coaching to keep you on track. Plus access to GLP-1 medication. Get started at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
Guys that are in this space of one-on-one basketball, these guys are players that play collegiate basketball, and some of them play semi-pro in pro leagues overseas. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, these guys got a history of basketball, and we have about 14 players that played at HBCUs that's a part of our league.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you know, I am the publisher of HBCU Legends and owner of HBCU Legends, and we partner with Sports Illustrated, right?
That's dope.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my main coverage, man. So talk to me. It's been a number of years that we have had an HBCU player even drafted at this time. And I think other than Robert Covington, who has been the last one in the league.
Tennessee State, right?
Right, Tennessee State. And we've only had a number of guys a part of the G League. What do you think needs to be done or couldn't be done to be able to get them more exposure or get them into, a chance to challenge for a spot on a roster?
Well, I think from what I've been seeing and hearing, I think CP is involved in helping, you know, HBCU schools and those kids get exposure.
Yeah, with his,
I know
he does have that tournament, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I had a one of my old high school coaches, assistant coach, coached at Winston-Salem State, Cleo Hill.
Oh yeah,
and he was involved in the CP tournament. Like, he was at All-Star Weekend playing games for HBCU schools, and I think just the continuous being intentional and having those guys get their exposure, like being around All-Star Weekend, NBA players, and having those type of, you know, exposure opportunities for these guys. I don't see why we shouldn't have more. I mean, there's talent everywhere, man. And I'm sure those guys that are playing at HBCU schools are just as talented as some of the guys that are playing at, you know, Power Fives. It's just all about the exposure. So I think what CP is doing is a way to really expose that.
Yeah, definitely. Chris Paul has done a great deal of work trying to help. I think it's been 5 to 6 years now that he has put on his tournament, right? And It's really has brought some exposure to these guys. We've had the HBCU All-Star game, where Travis Williams, he also was a coach over at Tennessee State himself, and he's been bringing the awareness over the past 5 years to kind of give these guys a combine-like feel, introduce them to the pro scouts and things to that nature as well. But still, we haven't been able to break through with the draft, but we have gotten at least 20 guys that were on G League rosters at the beginning of last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to take one of those special talents, you know, it's one of those high school special talents that probably got overlooked, you know, from a Power Five out of high school, and he makes a name for himself at an HBCU, and it's going to have to take one of these phenoms, you know. And
yeah.
I remember a few years ago, a few of those guys made that jump to go to HBCUs. I think it was like Thon Maker and some of the other guys. Not sure what really happened with that, but I know guys were really trying to go that route of the HBCU route.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you. I appreciate your thoughts there, man. Do you mind me asking about the NBA playoffs? A couple of quick questions about that?
Sure.
Okay. And I saw you on the coverage of the playoff games, and you know, the Rockets were able to steal one from the Lakers and avoiding the complete sweep there. How do you feel right now the Rockets are getting involved with this game plan that Coach Imadoka has been able to put in place?
Honestly, I'm really confused on, you know, the direction of the Rockets. You know, when you lose your point guard in the beginning of the season, and everyone is telling you or asking, like, what are you going to do, you know, for the successor of Fred VanVleet? And they never really identified that. And I think, you know, people that watch basketball and understand, you know, when you get to the playoffs, you're going to need a point guard that is poised and someone to be that floor general to calm things down for you, to relieve pressure, you know, just bringing the ball up. Because these kids now in the NBA, like, if you don't have a legit ball handler and a secondary ball handler, because they are pressing and they are being physical with you bringing this ball up. If you watch Cade Cunningham, they're being physical with him bringing the ball up. And, you know, some of these guys are turning the ball over. And you look at what Marcus Smart did to KD when he was trying to bring the ball up.
Right, it was like
the first possession, right? So I just didn't understand why they didn't go out and get a point guard. And instead of trying to use what they have on their roster, you got a young Reed Shepard that's not, you know, quite ready for that role. Not saying he can't get there, but I just think for the playoffs in the Western Conference and putting that onus on him, he's not ready for it. I don't think Amen Thompson is ready for that. So I was just a little confused in the direction, you know, given the talent that they do have on the roster with KD. Is just, you know, why y'all didn't address that was my question. And I think, you know, when we look at these games now, you know, it's coming back to haunt them.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it as well, especially when Chris Paul was still out there. He's been
man, listen, bro.
You know,
I said the same thing. I said the exact same name.
Yeah,
I said, man, Chris Paul will be perfect with this team. But then again, you know, some relationship stuff that I heard that it wouldn't work. So, yeah,
some bridges have been burned, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was bridges burned on his end, but it's some relationships with it gets a little dicey. I have to say that.
I got you, man. I got you. Kevin Durant, he's trying to make his return. You know, he twisted that ankle. He had the knee injury at first, then the ankle injury. Still seems like he's unlikely he's going to be able to play for game five. You think this is going to be the nail in the coffin for the Rockets going to L.A.?
Yeah, if KD doesn't play, this series is over with. I mean, I just don't see LeBron being 41 years old. He looked really old in what was that, game four, I think that was?
Yeah.
He just didn't look like himself. It was just one of those nights, but He doesn't want to prolong this series, and I'm sure, you know, those guys are going to come out and try to take care of business. That way they could get some rest and get ready for this next series.
You're on a GLP-1. Your appetite is changing, your cravings quiet down, and food noise is finally fading. But now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? How do I break through a plateau? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. The support designed to help you navigate what comes next. With trusted experts who guide you, food plans that work with your body, support to help manage side effects, plus access to GLP-1 medication. Weight Watchers Med Plus is designed to help you lose more weight. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
All right. How do you see the Knicks and the Hawks? That has been more competitive than the Knicks thought it was going to be, right?
No, no. Knicks knew that was going to be competitive. I mean, once they made those trades, Atlanta was a different beast.
Yeah.
You know, you got an all-star over there and Jalen Johnson. You got one of the best, perimeter defenders over there and Dyson Daniels. And then you got a clutch player in C.J. McCollum, who's just, been unbelievable his whole career in these pressurized situations. He's built for that. And then when they made the trade for Jonathan Kuminga, I mean, they got more athletic. I think that gave them a more, versatile lineup for their switchables. He had, I think, some really good moments, a really good game of shooting the ball and defending, rebounding. So I think, New York was prepared for a team like Atlanta after they made all those trades. They know what they have over there on their roster. It's a matter of them and how they execute and how they play. And I felt like, throughout the regular season, Cat really wasn't getting involved into the offense, and we kept screaming, y'all got to, utilize Cat more. He's one of the most skilled big men, and we're talking the Eastern Conference. He's probably the, best skilled big man in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
And I just felt like they were utilizing him wrong. Well, they kind of figured that out, that they need to use him, and he's been doing a great job of being a facilitator, getting Brunson wide open shots, passing the ball, rebounding. He's just been doing it all, man. So I look forward to this series going seven. It's a very competitive series. I love all the New Yorkers in Atlanta the other night and being rowdy after the game. Like, I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see how this shapes out tonight.
Yeah, my old Morehouse brother Spike loved it as well, man. So
I bet he did.
And look, man, I don't know about you, but I am happy but a little surprised that the Pistons are down 3-1 to the Magic. I think Magic is up and coming young team, but they seem to be gelling at the right time.
Yeah, I think that series, I'm not surprised about that one, because in the beginning of the season, I mean, we had, Magic 3 or 4 seed because of, who they have on their roster and what they were able to do last year. And then you acquire Desmond Bane, another guard that can, light it up from outside and also get downhill and create habits. So this is not shocking to me. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Detroit Pistons, I was always concerned that Cade Cunningham had to do too much for them offensively, and that's what's going on right now. He's got to shoulder too much, man, and he's bringing the ball up. He's got to, score. He's got to be the facilitator. He's got to do this. He's got to do that.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't have the help, and Orlando is, I think far too much physical and talented than this team, and it's showing right now. They're getting exposed.
Gotcha. Last thoughts. Who's your favorite now coming out of the East?
Out of the East?
Yes.
Oh, Boston has always been my favorite coming out of the East.
Okay.
And it was always Boston for me.
They look good last night.
You say the two teams? So I'll go Boston. I'm going Boston and the winner out of this New York series.
Okay. And what about the West?
The West, I'm going San Antonio and OKC.
OKC, yeah. That should be real, really interesting to have those guys going one-on-one again, right? So,
I cannot wait, because I'm on NBC and we have the Western Conference Finals. So, I'm going to be tied there in person watching that one.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, how do you like the transition? I know you've been commentating for a while, but they're giving more of a spotlight to you. How do you like that being a part of the media?
I think it's pretty cool, to gain the respect of the players of today, and those guys love having us around, and it just keeps you involved in the game. I love the game of basketball. I love what it has done for me, the doors that it's open. I love the relationships that I have with the guys in the league, and I want to continue to build on that, and that's what this is all about. I mean, we're a fraternity, we're a brotherhood, so I want to help them and help them understand that we got to keep on pushing this thing forward and pass it down. So
Yeah.
That's why I'm involved.
Yeah. And lastly, do you have any foundations, anything you'd like for us to put out there and promote and have people to support?
OBL, my one-on-one league. We got a tournament in Orlando March 15th. This is a league that I started back in 2022. And, you know, you have a lot of leagues out there. One-on-one has become a space where it's gaining a lot of attention, and it's steamrolling right now. So I'm involved in that space, giving guys a platform to live out their dream, to play the game of basketball. Also, I created owners within my league, and we created cities. So, yeah, we have, like, you know, guys that are respected in these communities. In New York, we have the owner of Jadakiss. And then Lorenz Tate is my owner of the Chicago team.
Really?
Of course, you know, I got to get my cousin Vince Carter involved. He is the owner of the Orlando team. John Wall has the Raleigh team. I have Quinn Cook that played in the NBA is the owner of the Washington team.
Yeah.
I got Tim Hardaway Sr. I gave him the Miami team. So these guys, man, and oh, I can't leave my boy Muggsy Bogues, who has the Baltimore team. Got Muggsy Bogues as well. So I wanted to, because, you know, when you look around sports, the three major sports here in America, I mean, and you look at ownership, it's not a lot of, you know, guys look like myself. And I was just, true. I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to invest into the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, creating this platform of OBL and being able to create an opportunity to where I can give guys some ownership of this league is, you know, for me, that's what it's about. So, you know, we do a lot of talking about it, but I wanted to actually put it to action and make it happen. So here we are, May 15th in Orlando is when we're going to have our first event.
Well, man, we will put that out there for you, and hopefully some people in that area will be able to come in and support, and just keep up doing what you're doing. Giving ownership is very vital for our community, man, and people don't know that. You know, I had a chance to interview Ice Cube about his Big Three, and he was saying the same thing. You know, just giving our own people, our minorities, a chance to get a piece of the pie is very important for our community, man. And
my bad, I left out one very important owner of my league, and I don't know how it's not my little brother. It's Jaylen Brown, has the Atlanta team.
Does he? Okay, all right, cool. Yeah.
But no, nah, man, I appreciate it. Thank you for covering this, and I look forward to doing something down the road.
All right, well, that is Hall of Famer Tracy McGrady. All right, thank you so much, sir. Have a great one. You take care.
Yes, sir. You too. All right, later.